life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show, we'll give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you woke up? And nowadays, if you have, I'm sure everybody has a phone that will have the news popping up, like scrolling on your phone, and you pick up your phone. And the first story that popped up on my phone, I don't know how you would feel, but I'll tell you what happened. The first story that popped up on my phone 2 days ago was the story of a young man, 10 years old, who was killed by his mother and his mother's boyfriend because he had told them that he was gay. My blood was just running. I couldn't believe it. So they tortured him until he died because he said he was gay. And now the newspapers are saying, when I read in the newspapers, they were saying that the mother's boyfriend, you know, is homophobic and he never liked gay people. So when this child said he was gay, apparently for months, they've been torturing him and, you know, until he succumbed and died. I'm enraged by news like that, because as I scroll down in the same article, it said this is similar to stories for so-and-so, 8 years old, who was also murdered by the parents because he was gay, and so-and-so, 12-year-old, and so-and-so, 17-year-old. What is going on? As a licensed therapist, I couldn't just sit back and say, oh, it happened in California, it happened in Iowa. They need to deal with it. To me, it sounds like we need to have a talk about how people are responding, in fact, how they're reacting to these children coming out. Yes, I understand. There are different ethics, values, beliefs that people have, and some things that they will not take. But to lose a child, either because you as a parent has decided that this is not what is acceptable in your household, or the child themselves feels like, I'm not accepted, and they take their own life. Because the high rate of suicides that we have among teenagers also have to do with teenagers that are gay and lesbian. And because their families are not accepting them, friends and family are not accepting them, they don't feel like they fit in, so they check out. But for this week, what enraged me was a parent allowing a boyfriend, plus, you know, in addition to herself, to torture her own son until he died because he was gay. That's appalling to me. I don't know what you think. That was my question. What would you think? Would it hurt you the way that it hurt me? Do we blame the parents? Do we blame the children? Well, today I just want to talk about having a child that is gay or lesbian that comes out to you. How would you react? What do you say? What do you do? Is there any help? Is there something that you have done? Is it something that, you know, they can probably, you know, get over if they come out at 10 years old or as teenagers? Then that's a phase. What is it? What is gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender? What is that? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's talk about the term. You know, you will hear me refer to, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. So that's GLBT. You'll hear me refer to that, you know, often in this show as well. That's what that stands for. And we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, what that stands for and what that is. So I work a lot with adolescents. So most of the shows, as you have known, I talk a lot about, you know, the adolescent years, because I think that's when, you know, kids feel like, you know what, I'm becoming independent, I'm becoming a grown-up, so I can say what I want to say and I can be who I want to be. And a lot of confusion happens during that phase. So it's a time adolescence or teenage years, that's a time when, you know, the teenagers explore the relationships with their peers, both as friends and potential romantic or sexual partners, whether it's a heterosexual, bisexual, transgender. I mean, this is the time during teen years when they start having the feelings of wanting to be with someone. So despite the excitement that they have of flirting, dating, sexual, you know, experimentation, which they all experiment, I just couldn't believe it. Everything causes stress for them, especially if they realize that they are attracted to the same sex. So we call this sexual orientation of what attraction and what, you know, people are as far as, you know, sexual attraction, it's called sexual orientation. So as a person's sexual orientation, you know, is what defines them, whether their orientation is towards someone of the same sex or someone, you know, of the opposite sex. So you hear teenagers say, well, my sexual orientation is bisexual. My sexual orientation is, and a lot of parents are like, what is sexual orientation? So that's what sexual orientation is. It defines who they are physically and emotionally attracted to. That's what that sexual orientation means. Heterosexual. The heterosexuals are those people who are attracted mainly to people of the opposite sex. Homosexual, on the other end, are those people who are attracted mainly to people of the same sex. So bisexual now are those who are attracted to both sexes. And I know if this is the first time that you've heard these terms and heard what they mean, I am quite sure, and then you are a parent, you probably are rolling your eyes and going, huh? What is that? And okay, how will I know that my child is gay? If, you know, we're talking about being gay, how do I know if my child is gay? Well, good question. The process itself of declaring a homosexual identity, that is an identity that you are attracted to, you know, the same sex, is called coming out. And I'm sure you've heard that term, coming out. When somebody's coming out, that's when they're telling their, you know, families and everybody that they know, friends, and coming out and saying, this is who I am, and I'm attracted to males or I'm attracted to females. Which, heterosexuals, people that are attracted to the opposite sex, we don't have to explain that and say, well, I'm heterosexual and I'm attracted to the opposite sex and this is who I am. And we don't have to do that. So my personal opinion on the other end is, why do they have to explain themselves when somebody is gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender? Why do they have to explain, oh, this is my sexual orientation? Because of the stigma, because of the culture, I guess. So how do they come out? It can start off with, you know, homosexual fantasies or dreams. This is what most people that are, you know, that have come out will say. This is how it started for them. They'll have homosexual fantasies or dreams. And then when a person realizes that he or she is attracted to someone of the same gender, you know, they have a feeling that they're different from friends, classmates, also that their sexual experience will be different, and it is scary. I don't care whether you're an adult or a young person, it's scary. The feelings that you go through can cause uncertainty for any young person especially. And then it could be made worse by the social stigma that come out with homosexuality, a lack of knowledge, a lack of homosexual role models, and then, you know, few opportunities to socialize with other teenagers who are having, you know, similar feelings, which I'm excited to say that in most, you know, schools, communities, churches, we now have a lot of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender groups, support groups that are around the country and the world that, you know, people can attend and get more knowledge, if anything. It can be very difficult for teenagers to decide to tell their parents about their homosexual identity because they may hate the idea that they are lying by not telling their parents, but they also worry about how their parents will react, which is big. Sometimes parents suspect that their teenager is gay. However, sometimes, you know, what you think to be true is not. So, you know, sometimes you might think they're gay and they're not. And sometimes you might think they're straight and they're gay. So it's really a difficult time for parents as well to know what's what. So what, you know, what should you do if, you know, you suspect that your teenager is gay? Well, first of all, I think, you know, we need to talk about how you as a parent, what your values are, what you believe, and what you have said about homosexuals, I mean, about gay people, bisexual, transgender. Have you ever even thought about it? I think that's where we need to begin. Because it is your understanding, how you understand the nurture of, you know, homosexuality, the nature of someone having the courage to come and tell, you know, someone about their sexual orientation, as we discussed, how big that is, and as well as, you know what, how you will feel or how you felt when that news came to you that your child is gay. How did you feel, and how would you feel if that happens? You know, I was watching too, Netflix, I think it was Netflix or my cable, I can't remember now, but they have these shows as well that couples have been married for years, they have family, they have children, and then one partner comes out and says, I'm gay. And the shock, the hurt, the pain of these partners that are knowing that they have been living with someone who had a same-sex, you know, liking, and now has been courageous enough to come out, is unfathomable. It's just so hard, I think, for the spouses. When I saw that show, I thought, oh my dear. So it's going to be a, you know, reality show as well. So that's the first part to, you know, to start. If you haven't even thought about it and you have children, it doesn't matter whether they're young, old, married, single, they might have, you know, a different sexual orientation. And the only reason why they are who they are and not coming out is because they are afraid of what, you know, their parents, relatives, friends would say, but indirectly they have lived these lives knowing that this was, you know, who they are. So it's not like it's a preference either, because I've heard some people say, well, you know, is it a preference that they just prefer to be with men or prefer to be with women? It's not, you know, a preference. So once you look at your own values, let's now look at the myths, which are the false statements and what the facts are about being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, so that you can understand, you know, what that, you know, what that is before you can even answer, what will I do if my child is gay, and how will I know if my child is gay? Before this show ends, trust me, I will give you tips and all the pointers of something, you know, of how you can, you know, get the help. But I just wanted this show to also be an enlightening show that parents can understand what being gay and lesbian is and what that means, because we have more and more children that will be coming out and having the courage to say, I am gay and I am lesbian or I am bisexual, at a very young age, because for some reason they're getting more and more courageous and being more open. It's a whole totally new generation than the generation in the past, where they would go through and conform to what the parents want and then live that lifestyle without coming out and being their true selves and experiencing and living their true desires. So here are the myths and facts of being gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. The first myth is people who are lesbian, gay, and transgender can usually be identified by certain mannerisms or physical characteristics. Well, GLBT people come in as many, they come in many different shapes, colors, and sizes, and so do heterosexuals. So you can't determine by their mannerism or characteristic that this one is gay and this one, you know, is a lesbian. Only a very small percentage, you know, has stereotypic mannerism and characteristics. So I should acknowledge that there will be some very small percentage that do have the stereotype, you know, type mannerisms and characteristics that you might be able to see. In fact, many heterosexuals portray a variety of the so-called gay stereotype characteristics. According to research, some members of different subcultures may even tend to mimic or imitate specific behaviors in an effort to fit in, because they are afraid to be identified, and then in some cultures they actually will be killed if they're known or found out to be gay or lesbian. The other myth is, in GLBT relationship, one partner usually plays the husband or butch role and the other plays the wife or female role. Well, this is an old pattern that was evident in some gay or lesbian relationships when gay and lesbian people had only the traditional heterosexual relationship models that, you know, they knew. There were no models earlier in the days about being gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Today, however, is different. Most gay and lesbian people work to develop relationships based on principles of equality and mutuality, where they are loved for who they are and not for the roles they play. There's no right or wrong way that prescribes how to devise roles between partners. I have a lot of partner, you know, gay and lesbian partners that are couples, actually, because they're all married, that I work with in my private practice as a therapist. And they come in and they say, you know what, this is my wife. And the other one says, this is my wife. You know, male, they say, this is my husband. And the other one says, this is my husband. So as a result, it's an equal, you know, place for both of them to be wife and husband. So they don't have that relationship role plays and who plays what. The other myth is, we do not know what causes homosexuality, because people say we do know what causes homosexuality. It's a preference. But no, we don't know what causes, you know, homosexuality. What determines sexual orientation? We don't have research that substantiates that as well, on how one determines their sexual orientation. The other myth that is there is, most people are lesbian or gay could be cured by having really good sex with a member of the other sex. This is a myth of what people believe about being gay and lesbian. Well, there are no cures for being gay and lesbian. Christians believe that they can pray away a child or a man or woman from being gay and lesbian. They think they can pray away, you know, that. When I was asked at one time, I had a patient that came in and said, you know, our child, can we pray for our child, do you think, and so that they can get over this, because we think this is demonic. There are demons that are following them. I said, well, from experience and from what I have read and known, if you can pray away your skin color, let's say you're black, you know, Caucasian, if you can pray that away so that you can be a different, you know, skin color, then yes, you can pray away the gay or lesbianism in your child. In other words, no, ma'am, no, sir, you cannot pray that away. So most people who identify as gay or lesbian would never choose to be sexually active with members of the other sex, and would resent and challenge the inference that, you know, heterosexuals have a corner on the market of good sex, because they know who they are and who they identify as. So as a result, they do not even see themselves being with the opposite sex, just like the people from the opposite sex cannot even see themselves being with the same sex. Same thing. The other myth is, the majority of child molesters are gay or lesbian. Well, statistics regarding child molestation, you know, prepared by the Boston Advocates for Human Rights, revealed that the vast majority of child molestation, over 90%, is performed by heterosexual males. The man who is sexually interested in children is rarely a homosexual. So there goes that myth. Another myth is, most people who are lesbian or gay regard themselves as members of the other sex. Most, if not all, gay and lesbian people are very happy with their gender. In many ways, their identity is seen as a celebration and affirmation of their gender, not a rejection of it. Many times people confuse homosexuality with transsexuality or transvestitism. Transsexual people feel as if they were born in the wrong body and should be on the other sex. Transvestites, on the other hand, are people who often dress in traditional clothing of the other sex. Most transvestites are heterosexual. They are not homosexual. Another myth is, homosexuality is not natural. That is, it does not exist in nature. Therefore, this proves that it is a dysfunction. Well, each culture defines what is natural to fit in its own culture or context. So historians tell us that homosexuality has existed since the earliest of human societies. In fact, you know, gay and lesbians have been a part of culture and history in most cultures. Well, an incident happened, you know, this past week as well. I was invited to be a guest on one of the online radio stations that is based in the UK because I'm from Zimbabwe, and they were having a discussion with a young gay man from Zimbabwe, and there were about 15,000 people on a Facebook Live that were Zimbabweans that were tuned in, commenting and saying that is not acceptable in our culture. Let me take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Another myth that people believe is people who are GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, should not be teachers because they will try to convert their students to their lifestyle. This is totally false, because it is impossible to convert heterosexuals to being homosexuals. I mean, just like it's impossible to convert a heterosexual into a homosexual. It's just not possible. So based on what is known about sexual attraction, this is not possible. People who are GLBT have made a conscious decision to be that way is another myth that people believe. Well, while researchers continue to disagree on the causes of sexual orientation, most of them agree that there is a predisposition or genetic relationship that is involved. The only place where choice seems to come into play is when GLBT people decide how they will acknowledge the identity that they are when coming out or acknowledging their sexual orientation to themselves, because it can be a long process for them to be able to come out to family and friends or to even accept and embrace it themselves. Sometimes it is a long process because of, you know, of course, the culture, values and family values that they'll be going through. Another myth says there are very few bisexuals. Most people are either completely homosexual or heterosexual. Well, there are studies actually that were done, earlier on by Dr. Alfred Kinsey. What he says in his research is he suggested that, in fact, few people are predominantly heterosexual or homosexual. In his research, he says most people fall somewhere along in the continuum between these two ends of the scale, and thus there are more people that experiment with the opposite sex than we know of, is what they were saying. There are also more people that, you know, go on the down low, the DL, if you've had the DL. They marry, they have families, and they're, you know, prominent people. But on the down low, they actually are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or, you know, they hang around and be around people of a different sexual, of the same sexual orientation. Another myth that is there, it says homosexual is a type of a mental illness. Well, being a person that is in the mental health field, I can tell you that We do have a book that we use right when clients come into the office. We have American Psychiatric Association, APA, which we use to, you know, match up the symptoms of a different of a diagnosis before we can tell you that you're depressed or you're bipolar or you're. We have to ask certain questions that we match to the APA to tell you which your, you know, what your diagnosis is. So in that book, in 1973, way back there, they actually changed it to from homosexuality being a diagnosable, you know, ailment that we could diagnose it as a psychiatric ailment to, they took it out to something that is of a normal nature that people go through the transitions, so that there is no impairment in judgment, you know, from a homosexual person that could. That could allow us to still have it in the APA and give you a diagnosis of being gay, lesbian, you know, as something that we could change in therapy or through medications. So that's a good thing that you need to know, that it is not a mental illness. So that was, you know, some of the myths that I had put together to just share with you so that you understand that gay and lesbians do not choose to be gay and lesbian. There is no indication of whether, you know, they are born with it or they choose it later in lifetime that they are, you know, gay and lesbian. We don't have any concrete evidence of, you know, how it happens, when it happens, and who might have an indication that they could be gay or lesbian. We don't have, you know, that knowledge, which means for those parents that I have having their children coming out at 7 or 8 and, you know, having all hell break loose until they literally take their kids to hell and kill them, you know, it is not right, because these kids, you know, also don't know. By the time they come out to you, it's scary, but they know that, of course, you know, this is going to upset my parents, but this is the way that I'm feeling, and I feel weird anyway with this feeling, or I feel good with this feeling. I mean, all kinds of mixed emotions are going on with the kids, so it is good to understand what those myths are so that we don't lose one more life of a parent that is taking their own child's life because they've come out and said they're gay or lesbian. So how should you respond if your child comes out to you? Love and accept them unconditionally. To just love them and see your child. Do not see gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. See your baby. See your child and love them and accept them. Let's start with the obvious and the most important. Well, your child may well be nervous about how you will respond. So the most important thing is to be calm and to thank them for telling you how they're feeling, to trust you with how they're feeling, so that, you know, and thank them for being honest, because then it shows that they want to have a discussion from you. They're still looking for, you know, that reassurance from you that you will be there no matter what, even if they're different in their sexual orientation. So you want to reassure them that it doesn't change your love for them or your relationship. Yes, I understand. Parents have a role to teach their children, you know, if you're a Christian, the way to life, to Christ, about morals and values. But the way to do that at this stage is to show them unconditional love of a parent to child, which as a Christian, I know that God has unconditional love for us, because some of the stuff that, you know, people do, and God is still saying, I love you regardless of what you do, who you are, and how wrong you know, you disrespect me or do other stuff. This is the kind of love that I'm asking that you do when your child comes out. Listen and ask as many questions as he or she will allow to discuss at any given moment. Why am I saying that? Because you don't want to force them or to pressure them into a point where it will end up being an argument, because it can easily escalate to that if the environment is forced, or the discussion is forced, and, you know, they are only willing to maybe speak for a little while and then go and hide because they're not comfortable. It's not a comfortable, even adult, gay, lesbian, bisexual, you know, children that come out, they're very, very scared and leery about coming out, for one, and then having a candid discussion after, you know, with their parents. That's always scary. So that's why I said, have open-ended questions for as long as they are willing to discuss, you know, with you. What are open-ended questions? Those are the questions that just don't have the yes or no answer. Questions that can be elaborated on, you know, for a little bit. So you can say something like, I'm happy for you to tell me anything, but I also don't want you to feel that I'm prying. How much do you want to tell me? With that pause, it allows them to respond. And of course, simply invite them to tell you their story so far. How did they realize? What is their thinking? How do they feel? So normalize it as much as you can, because your child is not fantasizing. They're not crazy, or, you know, whatever labels that you might come up with that you've heard or that you have said. Again, they need your support and love no matter what. Is it easy to get there? No, it's not easy to get there. Well, this is Real Talk Radio. So the truth is, we are all, you know, we all have sexual tendencies that, as I said in the earlier, you know, segment, most people will experiment with a person of the same, you know, sex and not, you know, say anything about it and live their life. So I know that for most parents, they, some of the parents that I've spoken to, especially from this country, you know, they said, well, yeah, I did. I kissed and I was with a girl, but then it was just like high school stuff or middle school stuff. And then I got over it. So they expect their child to also just get over it, because I got over it. And sometimes, most of the time, it will not be like that. So what you want to do is to not judge them based on your experience, but to be open to hear their story and to be open to see how you will be able to better support them. Point your child to, you know, some support as well, like professional counseling or the doctors, because talking to a professional will help them to put their feelings in perspective. But I also suggest that you also go into counseling and talk to a professional, because all your emotions that you're going through when you hear that your child is gay are real. The fear, the anger, the wonder, I mean, you name it, all those, you know, emotions need a place that you can, you know, focus and deal with all those emotions. If you're in a relationship or you're married and you still are two parents whose child has just come out, that will definitely rock your marriage. So it is also, you know, something that I would suggest, that if you are in a relationship, both parents are still together, that you do start to talk to a professional as well, because that definitely will rock your marriage if your child comes out, because you might be on different pages or you might be on the same pages, but indirectly by yourself or by your husband's self or by your wife's self. When they are by themselves, they are not in sync with the support. There are emotions that are going on with them that need to be discussed or talked, you know, to a professional about. So I recommend both, you know, parents as well as the child to go to, you know, separately, not to have a family session, because these are emotions that will have to be dealt with separately. Parents on their own, or even each parent by themselves, and then once a month, you know, the whole family can get together. But it has to be an individual journey of understanding how to support, what this is all about, and answer those personal questions that might nag you. Take it seriously. Don't deny that your child is gay when they tell you. Because depending on the age of your child, some parents may be tempted to deny that their child have same-sex attractions or same-sex orientation. So what they do, the parents, they seem to underestimate or trivialize, you know, minimize what their child is saying by Some parents will even say something like, oh, lots of people have crushes on people of the same sex your age. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. You might grow out of it. One gay, you know, individual said, I appreciate that this is another tightrope. For ages, I delayed telling my parents about my sexuality because I knew they would not reject me, but I worried that they would also react too strongly and over-support me or over-reassure me. So I didn't want to be coddled with sympathy or treated different because of my sexuality. This is an adult gay man now coming out and saying that this is what was bothering him, that he just didn't want to be treated differently, whether overprotective or undermined or, you know, I mean, making his parents angry or mad. But then, so it was like he just wanted to be normal. For whatever purpose, you know, normal might mean to you, but just to let it be, let him be. So whilst you must accept what your child says and take it seriously, also try not to overreact because you will get them upset. And of course, you might be upset yourself. And that's why I was saying it's good to see a professional so that you can learn and talk about what's the most appropriate way of expressing your feelings, your fears to your child, as well as supporting them. Don't speculate about what caused your child to be gay when they tell you that they're gay. Because the fact is, nobody knows, as I said earlier on, for sure what causes anyone's sexual orientation, whether lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, why they feel that way or why they're attracted to the same sex. So, you know, try not to speculate about, you know, what it is that you could have done, because then nobody can tell. You know, nobody knows. This one here is probably a little bit tough to swallow and probably, you know, not easy for me to say, but I want to remind you that it's not about you. This is about your child. It's not about a reflection of how the community, the family will see you or look at you or say about you. This is about your child and the support that they're looking for, you know, from you. So you might feel guilty or upset that your child is not the person that you perceive them to be or you wanted them to be. This is totally understandable and not necessarily, you know, something that is uncommon when you know that your child is gay or lesbian. It's not uncommon for you to fear for them and fear what family would say or what family would say to you. It is, you know, very normal for you to be afraid about, you know, of that. So if your child is an adult, because I know we have adult people, you know, listening here and not living at home, then it's important to recognize that they're already making their own decisions and living their own life anyway. Because sometimes parents might feel, you know, why didn't we know earlier and now what do we do? But then they probably, your child has been living that way for years without you knowing because they were afraid of that reaction. Yes, love and accept unconditional. I know I've said this before, but the whole overall thing that you can do, I think I can sum it all up in love and accept them unconditionally. Be supportive, educate yourself, discover, you know, the things that they like, because most likely you were looking at your little boy and now you realize that, oops, they're saying, you know, I'm a little, you know, girl, for those that will be transgenders. Or they might, you know, want to marry another girl, and then you totally have to change everything that you were looking at and how you had planned for your son or your daughter. Discover great deals about the privacy of, you know, your son coming out. This is going to be, you know, something that you have to really give respect to, especially if they're young or, you know, teenagers. It's really big if they don't, you know, consent to you telling, you know, other people about it. They might just want you to know first, see how you process it with them, and then it goes to other people as needed. They all don't need to know, especially at the very first phases when you are still struggling with understanding it. Nobody else needs to know.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of the nature of what's going on and the people that are still homophobic enough to kill other people that are, again, lesbian, I'm inclined to also talk to those people that have not yet come out or probably not yet told their whole families that they're gay or lesbian because, of course, you know, I do have adults and parents that listen to this show. So I'm inclined to say something to those that have not come out because now more than ever, gays and lesbians are coming out to their parents as young people or adults, and they are doing it when they're quite young. So in the families that, you know, I serve, I think I have from the families that I have seen, they have like an 8-year-old that has come out and says, well, I like boys or I like girls, or they start dressing up like the opposite sex or something. From between like, you know, that young age to about 17, kids are coming out on a daily basis. Well, it's a good thing because it's a sign of progress in our society that kids can feel free to come to their parents and talk about it and discuss about it. And in short, they just want to get over it so that, you know, there's no questions about it. Well, I think I might share a few reasons why you might not want to come out at certain times if you have certain situations not in place. Because then if you are probably a teenager or a young adult or an adult that wants to come out, there's certain things that I think, you know, you should take note of. The first thing is consider not telling your parents if they often say things like anti-gay or homophobic, or even, you know, they talk about other people that are gay or lesbian in a way that is condescending. So if they talk about gay issues and, you know, are supportive or never say anything else, then that's fine. But if they ever, you ever hear them and hear this strong opinion against gays and lesbians, then that's something you need to reconsider or figure out a way that you're going to say it. If your parents, they have threatened to hurt you if they ever found out you're gay, can you believe that? There are actually parents that say that. That they will kill you if they find out that you're gay. Believe them if they say that. Because as long as you're still around them and you say that, then yes, some parents are crazy enough to, you know, to do that. But then sometimes it's just a scare tactic. They're just trying to scare you into not being gay. Again, I wish people could scare themselves out of being black, yellow, green, Caucasian, anything. I wish people could scare themselves out because this is what, you know, is implied here. Well, the other reason why you might not want to share, if you think your parents would be so devastated that, you know, their reaction would be off the handle and you couldn't handle that emotionally. Or you couldn't handle their anger and the words that will come out of them, then maybe don't do it. Because then if you don't have enough skin to hear their initial statements, something like, you know, now you're going to hell, or I would rather you told me you were a murderer. Can you believe that? Some parents actually do say that. They are shocking things to say to your own child, that I wish you had told me that you were a murderer than to tell me that you're gay. Well, I wouldn't tell them if you feel that you have such parents that would react that way. Another reason why I don't think you should tell, if your gut says no, this is a good time to trust your inner wisdom. If your stomach is turning in knots, you have a headache, and you're just not feeling like this will go well, then hold off. Don't go on that at that time. Because this isn't a race. Putting it off now is a decision you can always change in the future. You know, after, you know, having considered as well how that might feel to not tell and to live, you know, a lie, or to live a life where you're in hiding. I think if you have these things in place, let me just go over also some of the things that I usually recommend to my patients if they are going to tell, you know. So have a worst case scenario plan in your, you know, plan in your mind, right? Of if I went to tell them and they said this, how would I react? How would I feel? What would I do? If you have those answers to those questions in your worst scenario, they will throw you away, they won't want to talk to you, they will denounce you, all those. Have a worst case scenario. So that if you also are living with them and they kick you out after you say, where will you go? Who are you going to stay with? Put that in place and make sure you have that plan B in place. Gather your friends as well, and people that you're close to, that you can lean on, that you can talk to. Have somebody that you can talk to. This one here, you can't keep a secret. At least you have one person that knows you, that you can talk to. And especially if you're going to tell your parents, then you would need someone to, you know, calm you down and help support you if your parents are not, you know, supportive. And then decide in your mind of minds that you'll be okay no matter what. No matter how the reaction of your parents, relatives, friends is, you will be okay. So you might want to write this in big bold letters and say, I will be okay. And then put it, you know, somewhere where you will listen to it and say, I will be okay. It's a reassurance to yourself, you know, and that you're going to be okay no matter what. Also talking about reassurance, reassure, you know, your parents when you tell them that you are happy, you are healthy, and don't try to argue with them into accepting you, because that's not going to happen. You know, it doesn't matter how Christian they are or how much they believe in God. Most parents will not embrace that right away. So you might just be able to show them that you're happy and healthy. So here's some statistics, right? Among the parents of 65 gay and lesbian youth that were interviewed in some research, they all seemed to be in agreement that the toughest thing about being gay, lesbian, or bisexual was coming out to their parents and how they hurt their parents, and how, you know, also the other challenging thing is how they deal with worry, guilt, you know, of feeling like they're betrayed, you know, their parents. That's a tough thing to, you know, to carry. So what you want to do is, you know, as a way of having your parents support you, you know, get them some educational resources, some information, some paperwork, books, brochures, you know, DVDs that they can watch so that they can understand, you know, what gay, lesbian, you know, is. We now have around the world groups for families, parents, and friends of lesbians and gay. Actually, the group, if you're going to go on Google PFLAG, PFLAG, support groups in my area, and you should be able to pull up some addresses of, you know, who can help you. So, and most importantly, if you have a good rapport with your parents, then it's going to be easy for you to say this, because you've already had a rapport where you talk about everything and anything. So you might want to think twice about it, because you don't want to start keeping secrets so that they can be suspicious. So if the parents that you, or a parent that you speak to every week, And then you might want to, I mean, if you speak to every week, every second, because then there will be your child or, you know, or a friend or some relative, then feel free to share with them what's on your heart and who you are, so that you don't have to walk around with this burden of heavy, with a heavy heart of, how am I going to tell, and I should have told. So those are some of the suggestions that if you have those in place, you know your parents. And build thick skin so that no matter what they say, it will just wash away because of, you know, you would know who you are. So let me answer some questions that parents might have about dealing with a gay and lesbian or bisexual child that has just come out and they're just realizing that their dreams and hopes of their child having a wedding with this, you know, opposite sex are probably doomed at this time. The wedding will be there. They'll have a wedding. That you shouldn't worry about. Because as you can see, more states are now legalizing, you know, same-sex couples getting married, and pastors are now open to marrying same-sex couples. So you will have a wedding. It just would not be that ideal wedding that you had, you know, in your head. Parents ask, did I do something wrong? I mean, what did I do? Let me tell you, the answer to that is there's no link between ways of parenting, you know, that one parent does and the other one does it differently, or likelihood that a person who's raised by a different gender parents will become gay or lesbian, or somebody who is being raised by the same sex couple will become gay or lesbian. Absolutely not. We don't have that research. You know, so did you do something wrong? Absolutely not. You didn't do anything wrong at all. Gay people grow up in all sorts of, you know, family backgrounds and histories. So to have us generalize that depending on what kind of family, you know, they lived under, that's, you know, what influences them, we will be lying, because there's no research that says you did something wrong as a parent, or something, you know, was done wrong by other people that probably lured them to be gay or lesbian. That's not possible. A parent says, I have inklings that my child might be gay, but how can I be sure? Well, until your son or daughter comes and tells you that they are or might be gay or bisexual, you can't know. Just like straight people, gay people come in all shapes, sizes, and, you know, they're different. Skin color. So try not to make any assumptions. Steer clear of prying through. You want them to come and tell you in their own time. If you try and pressure them, it probably will make them close up, you know. Then you won't get anything, because now they will have shut down. So try not to do that and keep them in their place. How can you be sure? Well, you can be sure by talking to your teenager. You know, do you think this is a phase? Another parent asks. Well, we all know that growing up is confusing, particularly, especially for the teenagers, you know, with their feelings, hormones, emotions everywhere. So it might take them a long time sometimes to come to terms with being gay. And depending on the culture and the values, it definitely will take them years, because they're waiting to be embraced, you know, one person at a time. And that's how you live as a gay and lesbian in other cultures that are not acceptable. It's just one day at a time. That's how, you know, you do it. And what do you say to your child? I love you. Those three words will go far with your child. I love you. Well, some parents have asked, well, isn't being gay a red flag for my child, that they will find it harder being around people because now they are known as gay? In fact, what makes it hard, you know, for gay people to live in our world is because they are rejected. And, you know, their lives are compromised, and people talk about them. People don't want to hang around them. There's no equality in the laws in most of the, you know, cities, counties, to embrace people that have, you know, identified themselves as gay, or, you know, who now are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. So yes, it will be difficult. Yes, they can get over it. Yes, there are support, you know, groups that they can also be a part of to better understand, you know, who they truly are. For the young ones, I suggest that you make a therapist, a professional therapist, work with them so that they can be of support. Because young ones, we are also afraid that they might resort to using substances or something to just numb the pain and the embarrassment and the shame. Ah, I remember a Christian counselor says, do you think we will still be embraced or accepted in our church? Was their question. Well, one, it depends on the church culture that you have. It depends on the pastor that is ministering at that church. If the pastor and the choir and everybody are embracing of you and, you know, being of support, even if it's one person that is of support, then the church doesn't have anything to say. So find that one person. If that one person just happens to be the word that's coming out of the pastor, and the pastor becomes that one person that knows and believes, then you're good to go. Sometimes we are more afraid when we don't know that how people will respond or react. And then once you say it, you find out that, you know what, 3/4 of the people are very much embracing, warming and understanding and very supportive. So feel free to be seeking support and talking about, you know, your struggles so that somebody else, you know, can know about it, can have the experience, can avoid and prevent us losing other people. Some parents are afraid that they will no longer have grandchildren. Well, adoption is on the rise. So yes, you'll get grandchildren if that is the wish of the couple. That means of your child and his or her partner. Are they going to be bullied if they're young ones? Yes, they're going to be bullied because people, you know, like kids will just be taunting them and stuff. But this is a good, you know, time to also connect with the teachers and people at the school so that each time that something happens, your child and those people at school are aware of it and they can take care of it for your child so that your child doesn't continue to struggle and be ridiculed. Would that stop the other, you know, people, students from, you know, teasing and saying stuff? No, those who say stuff under their breath. This is also the time that I highly recommend putting your child into therapy so that they can also boost their self-esteem and working on their self-confidence. That way, if somebody says anything about them being gay or lesbian, it can just wash over and they don't have to lose sleep over somebody who's you know, doesn't have enough information on being gay or lesbian or being of support of gay and lesbians. Boy, my time is up. I didn't even realize that because then I was just on the roll. I hope that some of the information or all of the information that I've shared here will be helpful to you or to somebody that you know, because we do have children, adults that will continuously come out and let their family and loved ones know that this is who they are and they're looking again for love, unconditional love and support. This is Dr. Stem. I hope that you have a great week. Until next week, be encouraged and encouraging.